Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Hello and welcome to the Financial Flight Plan podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast this week. Tim Estes and Bree Reyes are here as always. Well, Bree's going to be here with us on the podcast this week, but they are your investor coach and certified financial planners at Estes Financial Services, serving the Metroplex here from their office in Fort Worth. You can find the team online at estesfinancial.net and on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn as well. That's estesfinancial.net. You can always give them a jingle at 817-444-8402. To talk with them if you have some questions or concerns, and feel free to share the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and various other outlets as well. And Miss Bree, welcome in. How are you, dear?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy New Year to everybody.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you. I haven't been on the show for a while and talked with you, so very nice for you to have me back on. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I'm excited.
I'm too. I hope that you had a good holiday season, and I hope everyone that checks out the podcast did as well. Certainly a tumultuous holiday season from the market standpoint, huh?
Oh, yeah. It has been a fun fourth quarter. It was a fun fourth quarter of 2018.
Yeah. I guess fun might be depending on your viewpoint, right? Depending on if you were a little too heavily weighted in the markets, you might not have enjoyed it too much. But we'll see. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in just a minute because we've got an email question from a listener that I'd like to get to. So let me jump into my first topic of conversation, Bree, if that's okay. I wanted to ask you about a headline that I saw on the news. It was a little bit ago, but I think it's still kind of pertinent. David Walker, the former Comptroller General of the United States, says that federal spending is completely out of control. I don't think that's a shock to anybody, but that there's no party that has any really fiscal responsibility here in the country anymore. So are there any financial planning implications in your mind to this kind of thing when it does seem like both sides just cannot agree on much of anything?
As I say in most of our meetings, I think, and it's my philosophy too, if I ran my household budget the way this country runs their budget, we would be living in a box under a bridge.
Yeah, right.
The 7th Street Bridge would be my home. No, it's interesting. I looked up this morning and we are $21 trillion in debt.
Yeah, at the time of this podcast. Mm-hmm, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that changes every second, actually.
It does,
National
yeah.
Debt Calculator, I think, nationaldebt.org. Mm-hmm. And you can just watch the numbers tick, tick, tick. I don't recommend it for anyone with anxiety. It will not help your anxiety.
Very, very true.
And then on there, it shows the largest budget items. And our biggest budget items right now are Medicare, Medicaid. And I don't really think that's a shocker to many people, Medicare and Medicaid.
No.
Social Security, defense spending. That probably doesn't shock anybody either. Mm-hmm. And then interest on our debt.
Right. Now, that one is one that might catch people off guard a little bit.
Yeah, we do have to pay interest on the debt.
We do.
Most people don't know. I mean, you have to pay interest on your credit card. You pay interest on your home mortgage.
Exactly.
You pay interest on your debt.
Exactly.
So, yeah, when it comes to financial planning, we've got to think about all these things. Why? Because the way to reduce this debt, and the reason I'm bringing debt up, is debt scares the crud out of me. And the mm-hmm. way to reduce debt, at least on a government level, is raise taxes mm-hmm. or inflation.
Right.
And I know we just got a tax break not too long ago, but it's not a permanent tax break.
Right. It sunsets at what, 2034, I think, or something like that?
Yeah. It sunsets pretty early, and that's to say it's going to make it to its sunset.
Right. I mean, even if it makes it that far, right?
Who's to say that right now? Exactly. I don't like to talk about politics because, quite frankly,
it's very polarizing right now.
It's incredibly polarizing, and I've seen more cooperation in my toddler's classroom at school.
Very good.
So I'm not going to discuss it.
Right.
But the point of the matter is that we've got to look at our debt. It's there.
Yeah.
No matter which side of the aisle you're on, we have debt.
Well, at some point, someone's going to have to raise taxes, or so it would appear anyway.
And inflate, both of them. Inflation's going to happen. It's going to happen. The Fed has to raise interest rates at some point. It can't stay at zero forever. And they've talked about that, and they've let that be known. Now, whether or not their strategy is the best one, we could argue that all day long.
Which was maybe the reason for some of the volatility at Christmas time. So we hear because of the Fed announcing the tick-ups and things of that nature. Right, exactly.
Right, exactly. So when it comes to financial planning, what I'm finding in the industry, and I'm seeing a lot, is most people aren't preparing for inflation and taxes. Okay. The rise of taxes. And the other thing is the cost of medical care, because Medicare, doesn't pay for everything. Everybody, I've got Medicare, it'll be easy, I'll get a secondary policy, I won't have to pay for anything. And that's not what we're finding. We're finding people are actually having to pay for stuff, especially if they have to get a secondary or a Medicare SEP policy that's not great. They're still covering some expenses.
Oh, yeah.
So when it comes to, and this is something Tim and I harp on, I mean, it's almost obnoxious around here, taxes and inflation in retirement. But it's something we're very, very serious about. And it's part of the reason we have a webinar that talks about tax-free retirement, is that the more and more you can reduce what I call your ticking tax time bomb, your qualified investment expenses before you go into retirement, the more control you have over how much you pay in taxes. I mean, you can't really control your tax rate, but you control where the money comes out of and how the money is taxed.
Yeah,
and how your retirement plan assets are taxed. And yeah, if you're pre-retirement,
exactly,
start now. We can start. We can get you there. And then you won't have a giant time bomb that's going to take off. Because more and more retirees that we see that come in here every day are paying way more in taxes than they thought they would. Mm-hmm. And that's what's killing them.
Well, you know, we talk to a lot of people across the country doing various podcasts, radio shows and things. And I just wanted to ask you, that's one of the reasons we've been hearing that people have been really interested all through 2018 in Roth conversions. Did you see a lot of that in your practice as well? People asking and curious about that because tax rates are low.
We see a ton of Roth conversions. In fact, we have some specialty software, and I just did a presentation with a Roth conversion for a client yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, we talk about it all the time because Roth IRAs, and especially if you're still working, Roth 401k is the best way to protect yourself from taxes and inflation.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you'll pay the taxes now while you're working, but A, you're gainfully employed, so you can pay those taxes.
And we know it's low.
And B, we know the tax rate's low.
Yes.
I don't know what the tax rate's going to be later on. I am a big fan of the devil you know is a heck of a lot better than the devil you don't.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's deal with it now. And it's funny because I'll tell a quick story.
Sure.
My husband, at his old employer, they have a financial advisor come in and do the 401k presentation in his office. And everybody was required to go. So my husband's sitting there in the back of the room, probably reading Reddit on his phone. Sorry, honey. Love you. I know you listen to this. I'm calling you out. Because he doesn't really pay attention to this stuff. Let's be honest here. So the financial advisor had a chance to sit down with all of them one-on-one. And he looked at what Joaquin was doing and how much he was contributing and said, why are you doing the Roth 401k? This is a terrible idea. What are you thinking? You could reduce your taxes now and pay taxes later on this, and you're going to be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. And Joaquin looked at him really calmly and said, hey, do you mind if I borrow this piece of paper? Yeah, sure. And he drew out what I typically show prospects and when I show a lot of our clients, which is my philosophy on taxes, on the piece of paper. And he said, so this is why I'm doing a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k at work. And the gentleman looked at him and went, you seem to know a lot. He went, my wife is a certified financial planner. And that was the end. That gentleman, he never came to Joaquin again.
Wow.
But I think he left educated.
Well, I would say so. I would definitely say so.
And that's the problem, is a lot of people, especially in my industry, are walking around still with that old mentality of, oh my goodness, you know, do the 401k traditional, don't do the Roth 401k. Why would you want to pay taxes now? And I'm seeing it more and more. That strategy is biting people in the tuchus when it comes to retirement.
Well, we've been kind of, you know, it's kind of been beating our head for the last 25 years. So I understand a little bit of hesitancy, but I think some of those folks that are willing to look at ways to be smarter in retirement have embraced the idea of going ahead and making those conversions because, to your point, 20 years from now, when you're smack in the middle of your retirement, it may be a tax situation that you don't want to deal with when pulling that out. So I think that's a great piece of education for people to think about.
And if you're already in retirement, there's still some strategies that we can look at.
Sure, absolutely.
So it's not just for people that are pre-retirement. If you're in retirement, there's still some strategies that we can look at. Maybe not everything is as available to you. Not as many possibilities are available to you, but there's still stuff that we can work with. So in my mind, yeah, it's really, really, really important to think about taxes, inflation, and medical cost when it comes to your financial plan.
Well, speaking of that, Bree, I did have an email question I wanted to get to before we wrap up the podcast from Monica in Bedford, and this came into the website, estesfinancial.net, and she says, Bree, I know that I have too much money just sitting in the bank, but I'm really scared of the market because of all the volatility. Any thoughts for Monica here?
Okay. I understand exactly where Monica's coming from. Fear when it comes to the markets is unfortunately realistic for everybody. I don't think anybody can say they have absolutely no fear of what's right. going on in the markets. But the most important thing to remember is there is inflation risk in just sitting in cash. Cash carries some risk. Most people don't know that, but it does carry some risk. It carries inflation risk. So you've got risk just sitting in the bank. The other thing to look at is when the markets are volatile like this, this is a and I know it goes against everything in your nature, Monica. I feel you. I get it. But it's a buying opportunity.
Yep.
You are buying the market on sale. You have just gone into the financial shoe store, grocery store, mall, whatever. And you are getting the Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
That's the way we've got to start thinking about it. Is not... oh my God, my account is down in our portfolios at least. And we just sent out an email earlier this week. We do rebalancing. So we're rebalancing when the market is down. What does that mean? We're selling things that have gotten in a little bit bigger than we want in the portfolio, maybe have some gains in that section. And we're buying things that are down. Why? Because they're on sale. This volatility is not going to last forever. So we've got to take advantage of it. Let's take advantage of the best sale we've had in a while.
That's a good way of looking at it, that's for sure. Well, Monica, there's always different things that are going to get us concerned, but a big piece of that is having a plan that you know is working for you so that you're not looking at kind of like the inflation clock we mentioned earlier, the website, or watching the stock market daily and letting it stress you out. And that's part of what we talk about here on the podcast each and every week. This is the Financial Flight Plan Podcast with Bree Reyes and Tim Estes of Estes Financial Services right here in the Metroplex. And Bree, thank you so much for being on the podcast this week and having me back. I appreciate it. Hopefully I can do another one with you.
Yeah, thanks for joining me. And everybody that's listening, go out and lead an abundant life.